Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Classified documents from Biden's vice presidency have been uncovered at the Penn Biden Center. Joe Biden, we're being told, left documents in an old office. Yeah. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who assigned a U.S. attorney to review the roughly 10 classified documents that were found in an old office of President Joe Biden, is what CBS reported on Monday in a breaking news expose. The classified documents are from Biden's vice presidential office at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington, which is in close proximity to Capitol Hill. The classified documents were found by Biden's personal attorneys just days before the midterms, were being told, on November the 2nd. That according to special counsel of the president, Richard Sauber. Sauber said the White House is cooperating with the National Archives and the Department of Justice regarding the discovery of what appeared to be Obama-Biden administration classified records. Once Biden's attorneys found the documents, they, quote, notified the National Archives, who reportedly referred the matter to the U.S. Department of Justice, the DOJ, leading to Garland's appointment of the U.S. Attorney John Lash to investigate how the classified documents ended up in Biden's old office. Quote, the president periodically used the space from mid-2017 until the start of the 2020 campaign. On the day of this discovery, November the 2nd, 2022, the White House Counsel's Office notified the National Archives. The archives took possession of the material the following morning. The discovery of these documents was made by the president's attorneys. The documents were not the subject of any previous request for inquiry by the archives. Since that discovery, the president's personal attorneys have cooperated with the archives and the Department of Justice in a process to ensure that any Obama-Biden administration records are appropriately in the possession of the archives. Now, since I've given you this headline, let me tell you what my gut is on this one. My gut is that they know that not all these files are actually classified. Maybe they're in folders, but they've been declassified. My gut is this is a setup by the Biden administration to show what you do when you have classified documents. You immediately call the authorities. You immediately self-report. You immediately turn them over. Within 12 hours of the discovery, 15 hours of the discovery, 24 hours of the discovery, you cooperate. And then there's another part of this, which I'm calling BS on right now. And that is the part that I think is the most absurd. I think the other part is, I think this was all planned, the response to make it look like they are treating Joe Biden, the sitting president of the United States of America, and these classified documents the same way that they treated Donald Trump, with Sirius and a special prosecutor bringing in somebody from the outside, right? And they're going to say, well, we did the same thing with Joe Biden that we did with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The only difference was Joe Biden worked with us, and at Mar-a-Lago, they refused to comply. I think this is nothing but a deep state setup. See, there's no double standard here. See, when we found these things, or when these records were found by Joe Biden, we treated Joe Biden the same way we treated Donald Trump. The only difference was one man was smart enough to work with us and comply and understand the gravity of classified documents in your possession, and the other one refused to work with us, refused to turn over the document, refused to do what we asked them to do. These documents were discovered by the president's attorneys, and the documents were the subject, you know, of not the subject of any previous request. So we're self-reporting, so we're the good guys here. You see how this is going. The statement from the White House Counsel's Office, cooperations with the National Archives for me and Sam, says the White House is cooperating. And they put out a statement. I mean, they put out this statement. It was perfect, right? They've done everything right. The White House is cooperating with the National Archives and the Department of Justice regarding the discovery of what appears to be Obama-Biden administration records, including a small number of documents with classified markings. The documents, again, White House really covering themselves perfectly, right? They're the good citizens here. They're the good guys. The documents were discovered when the president's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a locked closet to prepare to vacate office space at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. So it was locked. See, at Mar-a-Lago, remember all that? Oh, well, they were unlocked. Anybody could get to them. There was no security there, even though it was secured by Secret Service. But whatever, right? Well, we got to paint a picture here. These were locked up documents. These documents that we didn't even know we had, we still treated them with all the dignity and respect that you should of a classified document. The documents were discovered when the president's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a locked closet to prepare to vacate the office. The president periodically used that space from mid-2017 to the start of 2020 campaign. On the day of the discovery, November the 2nd, the White House Counsel's Office immediately notified the National Archives. The archives immediately took possession of the material the following morning. The discovery of these documents were made by the president's attorneys. The documents were not the subject of any previous request or inquiry. See, we're different than Donald Trump. Since that discovery, the president's personal attorneys have cooperated with the archives and the Department of Justice in a process to ensure that any Obama-Biden administration records are appropriately in possession of the archives. See, we're the good guys. We play by the rules. Sure, we've had these documents for, you know, 5-6 years that have been outside of their of where they're supposed to be held. But hey, they were locked up, and hey, it was an accident. Hey, as soon as we found them, we immediately turned them over. The classified documents were reportedly in a folder that was in a box with other unclassified material, according to CBS News. So see, there's no scandal here. This was a true mistake. Mistakes happen. But when we found them, we fixed them immediately. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free, plus you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Back to the news media's spin on this story. The classified documents were reportedly in a folder that was in a box with other unclassified material. Mistakes happen, right? However, CBS News sources did not confirm what level of classification the documents were, nor what the contents of the documents were. All right, so let's just recap this real quick. Joe Biden had some documents from Biden's vice presidency that were undercovered in an office he hasn't been using in a while they were packing that office up, but they want you to know that they perfectly self-reported this to the archives, got the lawyers involved, called the DOJ. They did this spot on. Is this really a big deal? Is it? I would argue no. Why? Because this is going to end up being a, see, I told you so. That's all this is. This is a, I knew what it looked like to do this the right way. I knew what this looked like, and we knew the protocol, which is so different than what Donald Trump did. In fact, I would argue this is one of those moments that may have all been pre-planned, knowing that Joe Biden's not going to get in trouble, and so they could use it as an example of why Donald Trump should be in trouble and why the raid on Mar-a-Lago was justifiable. CNN. They were talking about this yesterday. Their reporter, Jamie Gangle, said on the Situation Room yesterday with Wolf Blitzer that reports that President Joe Biden had classified documents from his time as vice president in his personal office was a political gift to the former president, Donald Trump. That's when I know, by the way, okay, that this is BS. I don't think this is a political gift yet. I don't trust the deep state, and I don't trust the DOJ that's been politicized and has been spying on Americans and getting people's Twitter accounts turned down, you know, turned off, and monitoring conservative voices to make sure they don't gain any more influence and can't reach their people. Okay, I don't buy that this isn't all just a setup to show. Okay, because is this really a black eye to Biden? No, it's not, because again, he did everything right, and the other side did everything wrong. Anchor Wolf Blitzer said, in that 60 Minutes interview Biden did on September 18, 2022, about a month or two before these classified documents were found in his private office here in Washington, he said, quote, how could this possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? Question mark. That's what he said then. And then they discovered these top secret documents, these very sensitive classified documents, his private office in Washington, D.C. So what did the reporter at CNN say back to Wolf for saying that? All right, look, I'm sure that he meant that. And it also looks terrible in hindsight because here you go. There were classified documents. Here's what we don't know. We don't know how they got there. We don't know who packed them up. Those are things we're going to have to find out. We need to know what's in these classified documents. Yes, they're top secret, but how sensitive is it? Are there sources and methods? Is it, you know, just information that could be dangerous or sensitive right now? Question mark. So those are the things we have to find out. Those are the things the Justice Department is looking at. I'm not buying any of this crap. I think we all can agree right now, as we have this conversation, that there is no way that Joe Biden is actually in trouble for this. He will not get in trouble for this. There will be no issues with Joe Biden getting in trouble for this. So are they concerned? No. Do I think Joe Biden didn't sleep well last night? No, I think he slept like a baby because they gave him his medicine. Back to CNN. She added, there's a big problem. There's a big political side to this. This is, let's assume for a moment, this is a mistake. This is the kind of political unforced error that I can't believe Donald Trump hasn't posted about yet. He will be shortly. It is the definition of a political gift to the Trump and the House Republicans. Is it really a gift? And the reason why I say is it really a gift is if the DOJ is investigating and not the House, right? These classified documents that were at Mar-a-Lago, and the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago over these classified documents. Is it really, honestly, a political gift? I would argue no, it's not a political gift. If anything, it's a, this is how Donald Trump should have done this. And watch how quickly the conversation turns that I'm doing it before they are because they can't do it yet. Because they did, they would actually look like the scumbags in the media that they really are. Right? The pundits and CNN and CBS and all these people that are, quote, reporting on this. They can't go there yet, but they will in the next couple of days because they broke the news and now they can say, you know, it's very, and watch, they're going to have a commentator and this is how they're going to do it. They're going to say, you know, it's very interesting to see the difference in how this all was handled from the Biden administration. They immediately, you know, talked about this. They immediately exposed it. They immediately were transparent. They immediately called the DOJ. They immediately self-reported. They immediately called the archives and they immediately returned the documents. They didn't fight over the documents. They didn't fight over were the documents declassified or classified. They found these markings when they were packing up this office and they went through the protocol perfectly. That's the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You're welcome. You don't have to watch the news now, the liberal news networks, because I just told you how they're going to handle this. I don't believe for a moment that Joe Biden or the White House counsel or the Department of Justice or the National Archives, I don't believe that any of them for a second believe that Joe Biden is going to get in trouble, the President of the United States of America, for any of this. There's not going to be leaks. There's not going to be pictures of these classified documents that were taken by FBI agents that were leaked out to the media like we saw, right? Remember the mental picture that they wanted to paint to the American people, which is that there was just top secret classified documents scattered on an office floor at Mar-a-Lago that anybody could have come in, the cleaning lady could have just cleaned them up with a broom, right? And a dustpan and chunked them in the trash and then bad actors could have gotten their hands on it. That was the picture they wanted to paint. That was the ball game for them. This was orderly. It was in an office that somehow hypothetically is even more secure because it's just steps away from the White House, right? That was in the article from CBS News and their reporting. So these didn't travel across state lines. This was right next to the National Archives, right next to the White House. This was a secure office. They were commingled among non-classified documents. This was immediately and perfectly executed the way the law is written and what you should do. So there is no problems here for the president because they did it right. And look how stupid Donald Trump was. And this is why I should be prosecuted. You see where I'm going with this? I should say you see where they're going with this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Donald Trump, by the way, has responded to Biden's classified document discovery. Asked when the FBI will raid his many homes, right? And of course, they're going to answer Donald Trump. They're going to be like, they didn't have to raid them because he self-reported it. They didn't have to raid anything because Joe Biden's this brilliant elder statesman who did the right thing. Former President Trump responded Monday to breaking news that the Justice Department is reviewing classified documents, Yahoo News put it, from President Biden's tenure as vice president that were found last fall in his private office Biden had previously used. When is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden, perhaps even the White House? Question that Donald Trump asked. These documents were definitely not declassified, Trump said on True Social, sharing an article on the document discovery from CBS News. The Obama-Biden-era documents were found by the president's attorneys while cleaning out an office he used when he served as an honorary professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington, according to Biden's special counsel. Okay. There's a couple of things here that are weird to me as well. Why and when, since when did attorneys start, I mean, seriously, cleaning out your office? Does that sound like a job that an attorney would traditionally do? I'm going to go with probably no. I've heard a lot of crazy stories in my life, but hiring some, getting billable hours for attorneys to pack up an office, I don't buy that. It doesn't pass the smell test. Hell, even for Washington, D.C., where I am right now. I mean, think about the conversation that takes place when you're packing up an office. Hey, we're going to pack up our offices. All right, let's hire some lawyers to do it. Said no one ever. Now, I can understand lawyers being involved in documents if you're leaving the FBI director's office, the CIA director's office, or the presidency, or the vice presidency. But years later, while you're packing up an office that was used at a university, after all the documents had originally been packed up, it doesn't pass a smell test for me. I do not believe it. I don't buy this for a single moment. You don't hire lawyers to pack up an office. It just doesn't happen. But apparently in this situation it does. And you're supposed to believe this, and you're supposed to not ask questions about this. The Obama-Biden-era documents were found by the president's attorneys while cleaning out his office. Again, all right, hey, Bob, you're a premium attorney. Grab Michael down the hall. We'll billable hours at $1,200 an hour, and the three of us will go make $3,600 an hour packing up the former president's office, which, by the way, we have no indication that he had classified documents there, so why would you use attorneys unless you knew that they were going to find classified documents? That's the other part of this that I want to ask a question. And when is someone in the media going to ask just a normal basic question like this? Like, this is a fair question. When are you guys going to ask the question that I just asked? Why is it normal protocol for lawyers to pack up boxes? What were the billable hours for this? How much did this move cost? $50,000? $75,000? $150,000? What does it cost for lawyers to pack up an old office? How many times has Joe Biden packed up offices using attorneys, not movers, or staffers? Like, it would be normal if he had some staffers. Right? It'd be normal if his wife had some staffers. It'd be normal if Hunter Biden's crime company paid people to pack up an office, right? But to send in his personal lawyers to pack up an office, no, that's not normal. The Obama-Biden era documents found by the president's attorneys. In this article, it says that six times. Six times. Like, and so, in other words, he handled it perfectly. There was attorneys there. The attorneys were there cleaning out the office he used. The attorneys were there at this university that was a secure location. The attorneys were there when they found these. It wasn't commoners. It wasn't. This was good. This was great people. And man, did they handle it perfectly? The attorneys who pack for a living. That's an ad. You know, screw calling. You know, Corey B. Trotz. Yeah, call. Call attorney Mr. Clean It Up. We'll clean out your office. $375 an hour. You want two of us? It's $700. We'll give you a deal for $1,250 if it's three attorneys. Top attorneys, we pack the crap out of any office. And then it goes right into the propaganda of the mainstream media. Biden's legal team notified the National Archives, which took possession of the material. The documents are now reportedly locked at the U.S. Attorney General's office. They're also being looked at by the U.S. Attorney General for Chicago with cooperation from the White House. Yeah, because they're cooperating. It's fine. Trump was referring, by the way, to the FBI's execution of a search warrant last summer at Mar-a-Lago, where investigators found more than 100 classified documents kept past his time in the White House. Trump is now under investigation for his handling of the classified materials. We were told for months that this was treasonous, grounds for impeachment and meriting the death penalty. Yet, I have a feeling nothing will happen, wrote Donald Trump's son Don Jr. on Twitter, retweeting the CBS article. Notably, Biden's team notified the archives and turned over the documents upon discovery. Wow, the Trump, here it is. I told you this was going to happen. I said this earlier. This new Yahoo News article, here it is. Notably, I said they were going to play it this way. Biden's team notified the archives and turned over the documents upon discovery, while Trump apparently kept classified materials even after requests from the archives to return them. See? One did it perfectly, the other screwed it up. The Presidential Records Act requires that presidential and vice presidential records be turned over to the National Archives at the end of a given administration for preservation and to protect classified material. See, there's the difference. One guy's the good guy, the other guy's the bad guy. Now you know. This is what propaganda from the government and the media sounds like when they work together. The story's just too perfect if you think about it. It's too perfect. Government propaganda is when the government works to put out a story, many times with media partners who will sell the propaganda that they're pushing out there. That's what government propaganda is. This is no different than what they do in Russia, Cuba, China, any other place around the world where you have dictators, right? You plant this information. I'll give you an example of there's a difference between propaganda and information. Yesterday, I was asked to go to the embassy of Hungary in D.C. for a meeting. And it was a meeting that was partly on the record and off the record about what's happening in Ukraine with Zelensky, Russia, Putin, Hungary, and the leadership in Hungary. It was a very small group. There was three of us that were in the media meeting with the embassy. And it was a meeting that they requested. Now, there was not... that this was not a propaganda meeting. This was a public relations meeting where they were wanting to explain what's happening with the humanitarian crisis and some of their concerns. Some of it was on background and some of it was off the record. The majority of it was on the record. One of the things they want us to understand, this was part of the on the record, is, hey, look, we're really concerned about the humanitarian crisis that's taking place. More than a million refugees have come into a very small country, which is Hungary, and from Ukraine. We've also had a lot of people that have gone back and forth and people that have come through our country going into European countries trying to make a living. This is information coming from a government. Now, it's my job, obviously, to verify that information. But it wasn't like they had a meeting, and this is the difference here with what's happening with this media and the Biden administration, okay, where it's propaganda. If I took a meeting from the embassy with Hungary, and they said to me, hey, Ben, we need you to push out a narrative for us. And this is the narrative on whatever the issue may be, arms or Putin or Zelensky. And it wasn't actually true, but it was a half truth. But I need you to sell it as the whole truth. That's a meeting of propaganda. OK, very different thing. The meeting I had yesterday was the complete opposite of that with the Hungarian embassy and the ambassador to Hungary and the staff. This article and this disclosure of classified documents from Biden time as the VP discovered in a closet being packed up by his lawyers, then turned over to National Archives immediately to the DOJ and working in cooperation and making sure that they right the wrong and all that. This is a story of propaganda. It is not normal to have lawyers at billable hours, DC hours, 800, 1200, 1500, 2000, 2500 an hour, packing up boxes that you would have no reason to believe were classified documents unless you knew there were classified documents there. You found them and you said, oh, blank. Get me some lawyers over here. We'll pay them to box them up. They'll be our representation. They'll call state. They'll call the archives. They'll call the DOJ, and we'll do this perfectly. And then you do that, and then you sell it to the media, who helps you sell it to the American people. That is propaganda. Now, let's put that into context with CNN. CNN says in their, you know, conversation here, right, that these Biden classified documents, quote, look terrible. It's a political gift to Trump. I'm not so sure it is. I think this is actually going to be used against Donald Trump because, again, I think this is the propaganda here. They're so transparent in the way that this is going down. It's childlike. I do not believe that lawyers move boxes or pack up boxes. I don't believe that. That's not normal. I do not believe that you do it this perfectly without knowing there was classified documents there and then changing how you, quote, pack them up. I think maybe some random person, a staffer, found them. They said, oh, blank. They called in the attorneys. They said, hey, the attorneys, you guys are going to be in charge of packing up these documents. Oh, look, we just found a classified document. Oh, look, let's call the National Archives. Let's call the DOJ. Let's call the White House Counsel. We're going to do this perfectly. We're going to put on the white gloves. We're going to make sure everything is spot perfect, and then the media is going to sell this. Hell, we can even use this to hurt Donald Trump. We'll do everything the opposite of how Donald Trump did it so that when Donald Trump gets indicted for this, they can use this as an example of what you should do. You know, when Joe Biden found classified documents by accident, look how he handled it compared to how you handled it, Mr. President, referring to Donald Trump. This is the propaganda. So listen now with that context to CNN. And listen to how they describe this as like a big breaking news deal. But notice, they're really not. They're selling you on it.
2022, about a month or two before these classified documents were found in his private office here in Washington, he said, how could this possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? That's what he said then. And then they discovered these SEI, these very sensitive classified documents at his private office in Washington.
Right. Look, I'm sure that he meant that, and it also looks terrible in hindsight because here you go, there were classified documents. Here's what we don't know. We don't know how they got there. We don't know who packed them up. Those are things we're going to have to find out. We need to know what's in these classified documents. Yes, they're top secret, but to Evan's point earlier, how sensitive is it? Are there sources and methods? Is it contemporaneous information that could be dangerous or sensitive right now? So those are the things we have to find out. Those are the things the Justice Department is looking at. But as David Chalian pointed out, there is a big political side to this. This is, let's assume for the moment that it was accidental, a mistake. This is the...
Isn't it amazing they give that benefit of the doubt automatically? Let's just assume for a moment this was an accidental thing. This was a mistake. Did they do that with Donald Trump? No. Hell no. Donald Trump's a felon. Donald Trump deserves to be in prison. Donald Trump deserves to be in Gitmo. Donald Trump put national security at risk. These things were just laying on the floor, right? That was the picture the FBI took. Donald Trump's office needed to be raided in an unprecedented raid by a corrupt FBI at the highest levels who went in and raided a president's home. A private residency of a former president of the United States of America was raided by the government, which he was the president of, for documents, right? Classified documents. So that was the narrative when Donald Trump, when this happened. But here, right, National Archives refers discovery of classified documents in Biden's post-VP office to the Justice Department, right? Because we're going to investigate this the same way. We're going to say, well, we investigated Joe Biden the same way we investigated Donald Trump. The difference was Joe Biden did it right. Donald Trump did it wrong. Donald Trump deserves to go to jail. Joe Biden deserves to be, you know, scolded in public, but he did it right. You got to understand, he did it the right way. Accidents happen, but this is different, right? There's CNN already setting you up for this propaganda.
Political unforced error that I can't believe Donald Trump hasn't posted about yet. He will be shortly. It is the definition of a political gift to Trump and the House.
Yeah, we have a lot more to report and to discuss about the breaking news that's unfolding right now. We'll stay on top of it. Classified documents once again found at one of President Biden's private offices here in Washington. We'll be right back.
I mean, you just got to love seeing in here, right? Big breaking news. Private offices, it's found. The GOJ's involved. Classified documents discovered. The National Archives are involved. But again, hey, is it really that big of a deal? Is it really that big of a deal? If you get the attorneys involved early and you hand it over and you do everything above board. I'm just telling you, this stinks. I think this is total. I think this is all political theater. I think this is total propaganda from the Biden team, the White House, his lawyers who were packing up his office. It is, no one pays lawyers to pack up an old office like this. That doesn't happen. I guarantee you somebody found these documents and they said, how can we use this to our advantage? Never let a crisis go to waste. All right, look, you're going to leave. We're going to call in lawyers. We're going to pay lawyers to be movers. Lawyers are not movers. They'll find the documents and then they'll do everything perfectly. And then we won't get in trouble for this. And it'll actually be more damaging to Donald Trump because now there'll be precedent of two presidents who had classified documents they shouldn't have in their possession. And one who did it the right way and didn't get charged with any crimes because they did it the right way. And one who did it the wrong way. Hell, we may even be able to use this against Donald Trump in a trial and that'll put him in jail. This will definitely get indictments if we do this the right way. Holy crap, this may be the best thing that ever happened to us. Great job, Joe Biden. Again, notice the narrative. Mar-a-Lago, unsecure. Not true. Secret Service all over that place. You can't get in Mar-a-Lago to this area where these documents were. Well, what was it? Breaking news. We're being told. Sources are saying. What's right? Sources are saying, that's my favorite, that this was open to the public, that the cleaning lady could have gotten in there. And these documents could have been sold off in state secrets to the highest bidder, to China and Russia, right? That was the narrative, Mar-a-Lago. This one, oh, this is at a prestigious university right by the White House, because proximity, for some reason, makes you believe that they're automatically by default secure. Go outside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Walk down to 1700 Penn. One block, you'll find homeless people. It's not that secure, folks. Okay, it's not. U.S. Capitol, yesterday, at the U.S. Capitol, I was over in Senator Cruz's office. You walk outside, you can see some homeless people. Union Station's right there. Guess what happens there? People, there was a shooting in Union Station the other day. Don't go in there is what I was told by the locals. I used to live here, and this town has changed. Very dangerous. But my point is, just because you're right next to the Capitol doesn't mean there's not massive crime. Just because you're right next to the White House, right? Oh, this university, it's right by the White House, so therefore it must be secure? Got to push the narrative, folks, no matter what. Donald Trump did not give back these documents. The National Archives had to discover they were missing. Oh, wait, Joe Biden had some documents, but you have to understand they were put in accidentally with unclassified documents. This was a mistake, and when they found the mistake, they called us. So we've got lawyer movers moving an office. That's normal. No. We've got a secure location we want to imply. Mar-a-Lago somehow wasn't secure, even though it's a secure location. Right? There's a two difference in the media, in news media here. And we self-report, and the other guy fought it. See, Donald Trump's still evil. Joe Biden's still a great American. What else do you need from me? This is all a ploy. Don't buy into it. Joe Biden is not in trouble. I guarantee you he did not lose any sleep over this. In fact, this is an opportunity for them to nail Trump again. Joe Biden didn't want to run against Donald Trump. I promise you that. If you can get rid of your political opponent this way by using this story, it's a great decision, right? Please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.